Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he had been told the plant was haunted, but he assumed his co-workers were trying to scare him. Then a blackout drill left him alone in a dark room with someone standing beside him.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And you know, if you have a real ghost story, we sure would like to hear it. So leave us a voicemail. The number is 855-853-4802. If you prefer writing it down, just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And wherever you are listening, hit subscribe. We would appreciate that. I'm Carol Hughes, Kathy Gordon. This is interesting. It's about a haunted water treatment plant.
I don't think I don't think I've ever heard one, but if you want to know the truth, I think I have heard stories about like old kind of water treatment plants or pump houses and things like that that are really creepy. I think it's a thing.
Well, and then too, like your coworkers are like, yeah, this place is haunted. And you're like, I'm the new guy. They are effing with me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be what you would think? Like, yeah, right.
But some of these treatment facilities, I think, can be kind of old and are getting really dated.
And oh, so a lot of them.
I think it could be.
Yeah, we're getting a new one in my town, and it has gone way over budget. And it has gone like a year or two longer than what was predicted to go. It's been quite the talk of the town. And I love that they put some artwork out in front of the new water treatment plant, but I'll have to show it to you sometime. It's very strange art, and it costs like $1 million.
What?
Yes.
I'm like doing the wrong type of art. I need to start doing water treatment art.
But it was a lot.
Wow.
And it's okay. I like public art. I really do.
Absolutely. Oh.
See, okay, so there's more than one piece of art. The big one that I think is just okay was $1.25 million. To me, like, hire a local artist. None of them are local. And I bet you would get it done cheaper. But do you need a $1.25 million piece of art at the water treatment plant?
Well, that's what I'm questioning.
Put it along a park.
How many people are going to see it?
Yeah, and you see it as you drive by. But okay. It would be nice to have public art in a park where you would walk past it.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Something maybe done, like we have a lot of art downtown. I love it. It's really great. There's some really cool things, but yeah, $1.25 million. So
wow.
Yeah. So then if you're the guy working at the water treatment plant, you're like, they could pay me more.
Wow.
So let's listen to this story because I think it's really interesting. Here you go.
Hey guys, this is Ashley calling from Philadelphia, Mississippi. I worked at a water treatment facility, and during training, my job was to work the graveyard shift. And the fellas, before they would leave me, they would tell me that, watch out for John. That's just a ghost we have around here. He tends to, do a little banging in the basement at night. I'm a very skeptical person, usually. So I didn't take any consideration to what they were saying. Anyway, my first couple of nights there, I kept hearing a loud door slam. And the unusual thing of it is this is a very small water treatment plant, and you go down into the basement to where you test the pH levels on the water that you're treating. It's also a big pump room. The only exit downstairs, there's one way in the treatment facility through the front door upstairs, and one way out after you get in through the basement. The basement door never opens. It is a door that stays closed and locked at all times. It's an enormous steel door that takes a lot of force to open the door. Anyway, that door stays locked at all times. Let me give you a little, a brief description on the basement of this treatment facility. First, you go down these winding steps and you get to the bottom, and at the bottom you have all the pH supplies, pumps and all that good stuff, and then you see the door in the back. I always felt like somebody was looking at me the entire time. Well, anyway, get back up. It's about 2 a.m. and I keep hearing this door open, slam, open, slam, open, slam, con, terrified. So I'm like, what in the hell? I nut up. Well, I'm sorry. I get my courage up and take my flashlight, go downstairs, and nothing. Nothing but pumps going on. Now, I know the difference between what a pump sounds and the way a steel door opens and slams. It was the door opening and slamming. This is 2 a.m. No one's down there. I'm the only one in the facility. Okay, that's one part of it. The next day I'm sharing with the other guys. They say, oh, that's just John. He's our little ghost. I'm like, okay. All right, so during training, one of my training exercises was I go in the mechanical room. They do a training to where, say, all the lights go out in the building. Well, if all the lights go out and the power goes out, the pumps go out, and, of course, you know, there's the filtration in the water, it's not happening. So that's a city problem. So the lights go out, and I'm going through this training, so the only way to turn the lights on to activate the generator is to walk in this dark mechanical room because the breaker box is in the very far corner of the room. Well, in pitch darkness, I walk in there after the power went out. And when I walked in, I saw a man in my peripheral to the left of me, and he was in the utility clothes. He was in his company clothes, like a jumpsuit with his name on it. It looked like my coworker, Tom. So I, you know, walked back, flipped the switch on, and when the generator came on, the lights all came on. And when I looked over, no one was standing there. I'm like, what the hell? So I ran out of the room. I said, Tom, I said, are you trying to scare me? I said, why were you standing in the corner in there? Tom was on the opposite side of the building. There's no way on earth that he was in there at the time. That's my ghost story. Haunted water plant. I seen the ghost, and it was terrifying. I also have a couple other stories I'm not going to share with you today, but that is my ghost story. You guys have a blessed day. I'm out.
I love that. That's my story. Haunted water plant.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't even need to discuss it because that's it. That's what happened, and I saw it. No, and that's exactly the truth. He actually saw John standing there.
And just to be there by yourself, and you sound like, you know, when he was there by himself, he was still pretty new to the job.
My God.
And then hear the door open and slamming and opening, slamming, and then you see John, and all of the stuff they told you was actually true.
And it's funny because they all just were like, oh, yeah, it's John.
So I thought that was a really good story. Well, I mean, that was a creepy story. I should say that. Because the poor guy, like, that would be a lot. And that's your new job.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go back the next night. After hearing that, I don't think I'd be okay with that. Ooh. Well, let's go to our next story. It says, hey, guys, this is Caitlin from Minnesota. I wanted to send in something that happened to me years ago. I've never really been able to explain it. I don't know that it's a ghost story. I think of it more as a visitation, although I definitely didn't think that at the time. Excuse me. A visitation story is frequently a ghost story. This happened when I was in my late 20s. I was working at a small print shop. This was before you could do everything online, so we stayed pretty busy with business cards, flyers, wedding invitation signs, things like that. There were only a few of us working there, and depending on the day, sometimes there would only be one or two people up front. A few years before that, I had worked at a completely different job where I became good friends with a guy named Mark. We weren't best friends in the sense that we talked every day or spent every weekend together. He was just one of those people who somehow stayed in your life. We had worked together for several years, and even after I left that job, we still kept in touch. Mark was funny, sarcastic, and the kind of person who could tell when you were having a bad day without you saying anything. He also had this habit of giving you a little two-finger wave instead of actually waving. I don't know how to describe it. He would raise his hand, lift two fingers, give this quick little motion like, hey, I see you. It's just something he always did. One afternoon at the print shop, I was up front working by myself while my coworker was in the back finishing a large order. The front of the shop had big windows facing the parking lot, and from behind the counter, I could see people walking past the outside. I was helping a customer when I glanced toward the window and I saw Mark standing near the edge of the parking lot. I remember being surprised because I hadn't seen him in a while. He wasn't close enough that I could see every detail of his face, but I knew it was him. He was wearing a dark jacket that looked like the one he wore all the time, and he was standing in that way he always did. And then he gave me that two little finger wave. I smiled, waved back, went back to helping the customer. A few minutes later, when I was finished, I looked toward the parking lot again because I figured Mark was going to come inside, but he was gone. I walked over to the window, looked around. I thought maybe he had gone to his car or decided not to come in. I didn't really think that much about it. I actually remember being a little annoyed because I thought he had seen me working and decided not to bother waiting. The rest of the afternoon was completely normal. Later that evening, I got home. I got a phone call from another friend that I knew at the old job. She was upset, asked if I had heard about Mark. I said no. She told me he had died earlier that day. He'd been driving out of town and had been involved in an accident. I remember just standing there with the phone in my hand because at first my brain couldn't make sense of what she was saying. Then I said something like, "That can't be right because I saw him today." She asked what I meant, and I told her I'd seen him outside the print shop that afternoon. She asked what time, and I honestly couldn't tell her exactly. I knew it had been sometime in the afternoon, probably between 1 and 3, because I remembered what jobs we'd been working on around that time. She told me the accident had happened earlier that afternoon. I don't remember the exact times anymore. I don't want to pretend that I do. It's happened a long time ago. And I just remember realizing that depending on the timing, Mark may have already been gone when I saw him. For the next few days, I kept replaying it in my head. The strange thing was that I hadn't felt scared when I saw him, not even a little. If anything, seeing him had felt completely normal. There was nothing transparent about him. He wasn't glowing. He didn't look sick or injured. I didn't see some shadowy figure and later decide, oh, that must have been Mark. I saw Mark. At least that's what I believed I saw. The funeral was a few days later, and several of us who had worked together went. I didn't tell many people about what had happened because I didn't want it to become some big story at his funeral. His family was grieving, and it just didn't feel like the time or the place. I did tell one former coworker I was close to. Before I even got very far into the story, she asked me about the wave, and that surprised me. And she said, did he do that stupid little wave he always did? And I said, yes. We both laughed, and then I started crying. For some reason, that was probably the moment when the whole thing really became real for me. For a while afterward, I wondered if I had imagined seeing him because I had been thinking about him. The problem with that explanation is that I hadn't been thinking about him. We hadn't talked recently. I had no reason to expect to see him that day, and I certainly didn't know anything had happened to him. He was just outside the window looking completely normal. There is one other thing about Mark that I think matters. When we worked together, he was always the guy who made sure everyone got where they needed to go. If somebody's car wouldn't start, Mark stayed until they got it figured out. If someone had to walk through the parking lot late at night, especially one of the women we worked with, he usually walked with them. If somebody was having a rough day, he noticed. He had a big personality and can give you a hard time about almost anything, but underneath all of that, he was a genuinely caring person. Maybe that's why I've had a hard time thinking of what happened as something scary. I never saw Mark again after that afternoon. I've also never had another experience quite like that. There have been a couple of little things over the years that made me wonder, but nothing where I could look at somebody and feel absolutely certain I knew who I was seeing. It has been many years now. I still think about that afternoon sometimes. I do wish I had gone outside or at least stopped what I was doing long enough to see if he was really there. But at the time, there was absolutely no reason for me to think I wouldn't see Mark again. I'll never know for sure what happened that day. Maybe I saw someone who looked like him and my brain filled in the rest, but I prefer to think he stopped by to say goodbye. That's my story. I hope you can use it on the show. I love hearing everyone else's stories, and maybe I'll send in another one of mine someday. You know, I think she should have no regrets. I think Mark stopped by to say hi. I think if she would have stopped what she was doing and walked outside, she wouldn't have seen him.
I agree. I do think he came by to say goodbye to her. And, you know, he might have done this with a lot of people. They just didn't happen to look up and see him.
Right.
But he might have kind of been there. And, you know, did one last time to look at the people he loves and kind of be in a room with the people he loves before he went on. And I find this one just fascinating because, like she said, I wasn't scared. It didn't seem weird.
And the weird thing,
I just thought he was out there waiting for me to get done and step out and say hi, or he was going to tell me something.
Yeah, the weird thing is he didn't come in. You know, it's like, why is Mark out there and he didn't come in to see me? That's the weird part.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was so real that she went back out and to find him.
I can't imagine the level of shock. After she had seen him that day, and it's like, hey, there's Mark, and he does a little wave thing to her. And and then Mark's not there, and she's like, oh, something must happen, no biggie. Or Mark was walking by, I don't know. And, oh, yeah, that's where Caitlin works. And so to me, I can't even wrap my brain around how shocked she must have been, because she's like, but I saw him.
Yeah.
And two, you know, I don't think everybody maybe necessarily is capable of having an experience like that. And then some people, you know, I think They're just so busy or they're so preoccupied that Mark might have stopped by and just couldn't get through.
That's kind of what I think. Or they're not sensitive and they didn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think, you know, if something happened to me, I would like to take one last visit and see the people I love before I left. So I could see that. I thought it was, and you know, the other thing was that I thought she was so, you know, compassionate with the family at the service, because it would have been easy to start telling that story. But yeah, realizing it might just not be right here now.
Yeah.
Maybe down the road, they might want to hear it. But, you know, you don't want to, she's right. You don't want to turn his service into something about you.
God, that was like when I went to my friend Pat's service, that was about a year and a half ago. There was all these radio people there. I'm really bummed out. Pat and I were very good friends. And I remember walking out, and before I even get to the leaving the actual room, somebody stopped me and goes, "Hey, let's get a radio picture." Like, what?
God.
Let's get all the radio people together and we'll get a picture together. And I'm like, we're at a freaking funeral. The yeah. one radio guy who's not here is Pat. Like, oh. Getting a picture at his funeral felt really weird. And that's exactly what that was. It's like, let's make this all about us. And get since yeah. we're here together, this is a great opportunity to get a photo.
And no offense, Carol, but there are, not that I put you in this category, but there's a lot of radio people that it is all about them.
Everybody in that picture.
Oh, my Lord, I'll tell you. Okay, and I shouldn't say this, but, you know, there used to be times where I would come to visit you or something and we'd go out and a couple of the radio people would be there. And it was just like watching this weird competition of people trying to outdo each other's wit and charm, yeah. you know?
Yeah, everybody wants to be better than the other guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they think they are anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's nice that Caitlin didn't make it all about her.
I agree. Most definitely, she saw Mark that day.
I do too. Well, share your real ghost stories with us because we like them. You can call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can always just write it down. That's really easy too. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And become a premium subscriber if you'd like. Get the advance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com.
spinquest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.